We have our final batch of news stories on this part of Chatterbox. Blackout Blues hits a city suburb. A doctor duo install a defibrillator after attending two heart attacks off duty, and a city steak restaurant still has queues 1 year from opening.
Random blackouts in a suburban cul-de-sac have left neighbours frazzled over when they will happen again. Many of them say the frequency of the Paterson close power cuts has surged in recent months. Worst of all, the timings of when the outages occur and for how long are sporadic, which robs them of their chance to prepare. 91-year-old Gloria Fieldhouse, who has lived in the Cringleford neighbourhood for 50 years, is mystified by the regular power cuts. She said, "We can get people to the moon and back, but I can't make a cup of tea." Mrs. Fieldhouse has not been the only person affected by the outages. Richard Edwards, who has been living at his home for more than 40 years, said, "It's totally random. The first cut in December was about 4 or 5 hours long. It's just annoying when it happens because it varies." UK Power Networks, which owns and maintains electricity cables in the area, said the outages are not connected. In a statement, a spokeswoman for the company said, "We would like to apologise for the recent power cuts in Paterson Close. On January the 17th, there was a fault on a high voltage cable which was repaired. On January the 20th, an overhead low voltage cable was damaged and was repaired. In early December, two power cuts were caused by trees touching overhead lines, and we are liaising with the landowner."
The highest rated spot to grab a pizza in the city has been revealed. The travel site TripAdvisor has ranked the best places to enjoy a slice or two in Norwich. Saporita in St Andrews Hill claimed the top spot with a near-perfect score of 4.8 out of 5 from more than 300 reviews. It has the same score on Google reviews, where more than 630 people shared their thoughts. The cafe serves 16-inch pizza by the slice, with the cheapest coming in at £6.70. Italian flatbreads, focaccia, paninis, charcuterie and desserts, including the classic pudding tiramisu, are also available. Veronica Iapichino, originally from Milan, owns and runs the restaurant alongside her partner Marco Carizzo. The pair launched the Italian street food cafe 9 years ago, and everything is made fresh on site by Miss Iapichino's mum, Patrizia Buoso, who previously owned a pizza kiosk in Milan. Saporita means tasty in Italian, and the numerous awards it has won since opening include Best Family-Owned Restaurant are evidence of its popularity.
Husband and wife doctors who live on a quiet city street have installed life-saving equipment after rushing to two heart attacks while off duty. GPs Dr. Sarah Falkingham and Dr. Martins Falkingham of Kingsley Road have spearheaded efforts to get a defibrillator for their street in memory of their beloved neighbour John Wilson, who passed away last year. In July, the couple were at their home at 4:30 p.m. when they were told a man was lying, apparently dead, on the floor a few doors down. The GPs rushed to the scene and discovered their neighbour was unconscious after suffering a cardiac arrest. They gave CPR before emergency services, including an air ambulance, arrived. However, Mr. Wilson passed away 8 days later. In 2022, the husband and wife had attended another emergency where a neighbour had a heart attack and also later died. After the death of Mr. Wilson, the Falkinghams, with his friends, family and neighbours, decided to raise money to install a defibrillator on the street. Mrs. Falkingham said, His death left a deep impact on those who knew him and highlighted how precious immediate access to life-saving equipment can be. Donations came in from across the community, with many people keen to honour John's memory in a way that could protect others in the future. The new defibrillator was installed for free by local electrician Ryan Gardner and is now ready for use.
A bomb was detonated in Norwich after being discovered in a river. The World War II mortar shell was found by someone who was magnet fishing in the River Wensum off Dolphin Bridge. A spokesman for Norfolk Constabulary said a police cordon was put in place and an explosive ordnance disposal team from the Ministry of Defence attended the scene. The cordon was put up along Marriott's Way in Anderson's Meadow. A controlled explosion was carried out just before 2 p.m. The cordon was then lifted.
The owners of a hit steak restaurant in the Norwich Lanes have shared the wild ride of its first year in business. Owned by George Colley and Natty Crothers, the duo behind Brick Pizza, Yard and the Weaver's Arms, Tallow offers a simple menu of one cut of steak for an affordable price. The site in the heart of St Benedict Street continues to prove hugely popular as it marks its first anniversary. Mr Crothers said, "Tallow has been open for a year now. People are still queuing for a table and it is still really busy, which is great. We were quietly confident that it would work. The concept was developed at the Weaver's Arms over the course of a year and it was our best seller," Mr Crothers explained. "We never expected it to be as busy as it has been. It has been wild. We sell around 1,500 steaks a week. The concept has gone back on offer at the Weaver's Arms in Muspole Street as a stopgap for a few weeks before the site releases its new menu."
Norwich City boss Philippe Clément paid a heartfelt tribute to a Canaries fan who died at Carrow Road. Jim Davis suffered a medical emergency during City's FA Cup tie against Walsall. Despite the best efforts of paramedics, he sadly died at the scene. The club's first home game since his death against Coventry, fans, players and staff paid tribute to the 80-year-old. Clément laid out a yellow and green scarf on Mr Davis's seat in the River End ahead of the 2-1 victory against the league leaders and greeted his family and friends. On the 80th minute, the stadium held a minute's applause to celebrate the life of Mr Davis, with a message in his memory displayed on the screen in the corner of the Barclay and Gerrard stands. A heartfelt tribute released by the family of Mr Davis in the days after his passing thanked the football community for their support. In a statement, his family also thanked the emergency services, stewards, supporters, and anyone else who tried to save Mr Davis.
We have come to the end of this part of Chatterbox, and we will now hand over to Carolyn Sayer and Matthew Tucker. So from me, Bridget Cook, goodbye.
And from me, James McGarry, goodbye.